Pioneer 90.1 FM. Good morning, Glenn Brogdon with you back on this Thursday morning, and it's the third Thursday of the month, so that means we get to visit with Laura Stengrim, Executive Director of Visit Thief River Falls. You can find them online at visittrf.com. Laura, this has been a long time coming. You're actually in studio on this fine morning.
I am here. I made it across town, and I found you. So, yes, here I am. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, and definitely, it's nice to have you in studio, and you found the place. It's still here. The
address. I did. It's still here. It you know, looks just like it did many months ago, the last time I was here.
what was like the first time we did this? It was like the last time I think we did it in studio?
Probably, which was quite a while ago.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a little over a year, year and a half.
Okay, well, that could have been. Time flies,
well,
I guess.
I'm no doubt. I'm so glad you were able to get over through all of this multiple lanes of traffic in Thief River Falls.
I know. I made it through. Even around the road construction, I got here.
Yes. We do have road construction. It is summertime, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We're not spared from any of that. We got to get the roads repaired. That's just the deal. And, of course, it's logical with summer.
Exactly.
Well, yes, we're here in July. And, of course, we're going to talk a little bit later about fair activities and stuff. But we got to get down to the business of what's been happening at Visit Thief River Falls and what you've been up to with me last month, we were talking about all the various groups and all the various things that you're associated with. Man, that was I was impressed because I'm wondering, I'm trying to divide, how does she get the time for this and that and the other? But anyway, we got a few things to talk about, and one of the things is the 2020 Thief River Falls Visitor's Guide. What's the scuttlebutt? What's the 411 on this?
Well, if you can believe it, we are already planning for next year's visitor's guide. You know, we like to kind of get ahead of the curve here. We are already selling ads for the 2020 Thief River Falls Visitor's Guide. Mm-hmm. And we do that with a publishing company out of the St. Cloud area called Think Tourism USA. And so they help us to produce that visitor guide every single year. And if you've seen it around town, it's the 60 plus kind of magazine type publication that is a really big part of my job and the largest publication that our organization puts out.
Oh, just a very slick, very well done visitor's guide. But again, like you said, you got to get cracking on it pretty early as far as getting the advertisers lined up, getting the layout, starting to think about that as well. I mean, wasn't that long ago we were talking about what photos were going to be on the 2019 guide over here in 2020.
Yeah, here we are again. You know, it's not too much of a break in between, you know, the current year's guide when that comes out and getting that all distributed around the community and to all of our travel information centers across the state. You know, we print 25,000 copies of the visitor guide annually, and it's really the only official marketing piece for our area. And we distribute that to over 100 local businesses, 25 travel information centers across the state, the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, the Mall of America, and we started a new partnership with Pioneer Radio, actually, to distribute it at the Minnesota State Fair. And so we're really, you know, excited that we get that out in the hands of these potential visitors. And of course, we want to have it around the community too for when those visitors come to Thief River Falls. But we also have thousands of digital downloads that happen on our website each year also. So, you know, if any of our listeners are saying, well, what exactly are they talking about? And they can't quite picture it. Just head to our website at visittrf.com and you will be able to download your own copy right off of our website free of charge.
All right. So plenty of options there. And now, not only you have the visitor's guide to talk about, but also a social media. You just mentioned about digital copies, but let's talk a little bit about spring and summer advertising with social media here. What's going on here with Facebook?
Yeah, well, we are really pleased with our spring and summer advertising campaign. And so one of the things that is a really, really big part of our mission is advertising to attract overnight visitors. And so we're always trying to advertise at least outside of a 50-mile radius to attract those overnight visitors. And so Manitoba is a really great market for us. And so for our spring and summer ad campaign, we decided to focus our efforts on a Facebook campaign promoting our summer attractions, recreational opportunities, and events. And we targeted the geographic area of Manitoba. And so actually the campaign just finished this week. And so it was a 2-month campaign. And we actually reached over 120,000 people. We increased our page likes by over 1,000. And one of my big goals for this campaign was to exceed 10,000 likes on our Facebook page, which we did. So I couldn't be happier with the campaign. It really is one of those things. I think it's a great bang for your buck and really kind of increases the awareness of Thief River Falls, especially in a little bit of a younger audience, you know, those that are a little bit more active on social media.
So I mean, this was a hip hip hooray for the successful marketing campaign, but yeah, getting close, I bet it was exciting getting close to that 10,000 likes when you're getting into that 9,200, 9,500
range. Yeah, I was like, watching it daily.
It's like, please, and it's ambitious, please, let's get this. Yeah, exactly. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, we are in the beginning of the Pennington County Fair, and my oh my, there's lots to be had, lots of things there. I mean, last night we got things kicked off. Now we're into day number two, and you got the there's a presence of Visit Thief River Falls out at the fair. Could you talk a little bit about the fair, the presence out there, and some of the things that people can actually get involved with?
Absolutely. So our presence at the Pennington County Fair is in the form of a selfie station in the Huck Olson Memorial Civic Center. So we have, actually, for the past several years, we have actually purchased booth space there in the Huck and turned our booth into a selfie station with really fun props. And this year, actually, our props are 80s themed to go along with the Hairball concert. And so please feel free to check out our booth. It's quite colorful. You'll see our big Visit Thief River Falls logo on the backdrop and, of course, on our table cover as well. But really, the idea of this selfie station is that we would like people to come take a fun photo, post it to our Facebook page, so the Visit Thief River Falls page, with a hashtag where two rivers meet. That's our new tagline for the year. And so we really want to kind of get that recognition out there. And for doing just that, you will be automatically entered to win $100 in Chamber Bucks. And so we'll be giving that out on Monday. We'll be announcing that on our Facebook page. And so, of course, we want to increase our Facebook page, you know, presence and, of course, the awareness of it. But we also really want to bring business to our local chamber members by getting those $100 in Chamber Bucks back out into the community.
Yes, and I don't know if I'll be making it out for the selfie, but I know a lot of people are going to take it back. I get to the point when I'm on vacation after like the fourth picture, I'm telling the wife, I'm going to have to charge a fee after this.
Yes, no, I understand. Well, hey, if you, you know, just spread the word for us. We'll be happy about that.
Hey, I can be a messenger. I mean, I got this platform. I got this microphone.
Yes, you're doing it right now.
Yeah,
so
I figure, you know, while I'm here. Well, you know, that is one of many things going on. I mean, coming up here, Thief River Falls, I mean, we're getting lit up with some great events. I mean, we're only just a few weeks out from Riverfest, and boy, that's going to be an interesting weekend of music and stuff around the whole town. You know, that's where we really get to come alive and really show off and showcase just, I guess, the community at large.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this weekend is, of course, a really big weekend in Thief River Falls. But like you mentioned, Riverfest is a close second to probably the largest traffic coming through our community in a week's time. And what's really kind of cool, you mentioned Riverfest, and that is, of course, the live concerts in the park down at Hearts Park. Mm-hmm. But there are about a dozen other events going on that week prior that have really kind of made it a full week festival. And so that's really, really cool. And of course, we don't want to rush the fair away. So, you know, but put that on your calendar. That's the first weekend in August for Riverfest. And of course, you can find more information on that and other events on our website, which is visittrf.com. And you can, of course, find information on the Pennington County Fair there, as well as if you went to the Fair Board's website, which is penningtoncountyfair.org.
Absolutely. So we got everything. Nothing else. We've got it all straight here for this month.
I think we've got it covered. I probably took enough of your listeners' time. They're probably ready to get back to the music.
Well, I suppose we better play a couple of tunes for them. Laura Stengren, visit Thief River Falls, visit TRF.com. Always fun to have you back. But I have to say, around this time next month when we get together, I might be a little hanged out because, you know, it's going to be August.
Yes, I know. We can't think about that yet, though.
No. Positive vibes. And, of course, thank you again for coming in this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Glenn.